business is good.
Vice Admiral Nathan Moore credits newer ships and room surveillance.
We have better assets than we've ever had before, and that leads directly to our success.
President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill dedicated nearly $25 billion for the Coast Guard this summer. But last month, he called the longtime strategy of interdicting drug ships at sea a major failure.
We've been doing that for 30 years, and it has been totally ineffective.
DEA Administrator Terry Pohl defended the mission, arguing it strangled the flow of cocaine into the U.S.
We'll continue to keep immense pressure on every trafficking route.
We're sitting on a boat with more than $360 million of cocaine on it. But the president says that maritime interdiction is a failed strategy. How do you square that?
We're going to apply every single tool to stop the narcotics of coming into the United States and killing American citizens.
In fiscal year 2025, the U.S. Coast Guard seized more than 230,000 kilograms of cocaine. That is the highest haul on record, more than triple the yearly average, and enough lethal doses to kill nearly half of all Americans. Admiral Moore told us he expects that number to grow next year.
Nicole Scania, thank you. A police officer in Akron, Ohio is under investigation after firing more than a dozen shots that a man he thought had a gun.
The city's mayor says it appears the man was not armed. Meg Oliver has the story.
Akron 911.
According to 911 call came in last Tuesday night about a fight outside a bar in Akron, Ohio. Callers described a man with a flat 9mm pistol and said he was pointing it at them.
Yeah, police are on the way, okay?
Akron police have now released this body cam video of an officer arriving at the scene. He spots a man who matched the description from the 911 call.
Get your hands out of your pocket. Stop reporting. Get your hands out. Get your hands out.
The officer threatens to shoot if he doesn't get down.
They only man to get shot.
Then, within 25 seconds of getting out of his vehicle, the officer fires more than a dozen times. The man was hit multiple times and was severely injured. As he was cuffed, he pleaded with officers that he was not armed.
Not a gun.
He was taken to a hospital. His family tells us he's still unconscious. Akron Mayor Shamath Malik said the man was unarmed when he was shot, and in a statement, police officers do an extraordinarily difficult job, and said the city is undertaking a comprehensive review of the police department's use of force policies, practices, and procedures.
The state's attorney general office is now investigating whether the man had a gun prior to the shooting. He reached out to Akron police, but they did not have any additional information. The officer has been placed on paid administrative leave.
Ms. Oliver, thank you. Now, the weather, flood watches are posted tonight in Texas Hill Country, where more than 130 people were killed by floods this past
week. Looking cares.
There, when the train stopped and the victim was able to muster the strength to stumble on the platform, two good Samaritans put out the flames.
Reed was captured about 12 hours later. Surveillance images from a gas station allegedly show Reed filling a bottle with gasoline before the attack.
David Reed faces life if convicted. That rider still has critical injuries. Prosecutors are now asking for prayers. David.
Brandon and Ali reporting tonight. Brandon, thank you. Now the case of the 18-year-old girl found dead on board a Carnival cruise ship sailing from Miami to the Caribbean. Tonight, a source now says her body was discovered under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, and under life vests. And the court filing that suggests one of her step-siblings could be under scrutiny. Here's Victor Kendall.
What?
Tonight, showing new details in the mysterious death of the 18-year-old teen whose body was found aboard the Carnival Horizon cruise ship. A security source briefed on the investigation tells ABC News Central Florida cheerleader Anna Kepner was discovered under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, and covered by life vests. The cause of death not yet released. Kepner's stepmother now calling her child a suspect in the teen's death, according to a new filing in an unrelated family court dispute, saying it is true there is an open investigation regarding the death. Tonight, that security source identifying the child as a stepbrother. Kepner was on the Caribbean cruise with her father, stepmother, and two younger step-siblings earlier this month. The grisly